Going to do our annual automated pre-roll and joint rolling machine video, probably throwing a blunt machine in there too. We're going to talk about a Canadian distribution trend report on pre-rolls, followed by at least 10 machines that are fully commercial automated, all coming up.
It's only entertainment.
Welcome back to The Talking Hedge. I'm Josh Kincaid, capital markets analyst and host of your cannabis business podcast. Pre-rolls exploded in popularity in the U.S., gaining at least 50%. Pre-rolls are popular in Canada as well. 37% consumers reported enjoying a pre-roll in the last 6 months, making it one of the most common product types, only second to flower. So flower and pre-rolls make up nearly half. That's 45.6%. of Canadian cannabis store shelves. So a licensed producer can expand his product portfolio without getting into extraction by offering flower strains as both dried bud and in pre-rolls. So they range from as little as 0.3 grams to as much as a 2 gram pre-roll. I even can get 3.5 gram blunts here, you know, hemp wrap blunts. So somebody should be doing it up there as well. Looks like cannabis brands that offer pre-rolls in different package sizes, from one pre-roll in a tube to 10 in a plastic carton. So I've been tracking automated machines since 2015. I first pitched an idea concept to the marijuana show, and there was just nothing out there except the knock box. So it's really interesting to see this list now just develop. A lot of people have come out in the last 2 years. So once Hephaestus came out, an Israeli-based company, everyone immediately got the idea. They were the prototype. And then a lot of these you're going to see are kind of copies of those. So I'm going to kind of give you my opinion of the best deal for your money, the best pre-roll machine, and then my favorite overall. Maybe the best value is this mini Rocket Box from STM, Sesh Technology Machine. They now have the ability to add cylindrical, like cigarette style. I don't like the spongy filter, but I imagine that you can put something else in there. So at least it's not pre-roll, right? They do have a pre-roll machine and a bigger one too, if you want to make a pound at a time. This is a mini, right? So I like how they have tabletop options in order to compete with a knock box. Words are too similar. But so you can see this is a good option if you want something that's really compact versus kind of the, you know, you've all seen this, right? It's a little shake weight table. The difference between this one and the one that you just saw from STM is the vibration stages on STM's Rocket Box allows for impurities like seeds and stems to kind of come to the top and you wipe those off, whereas this is just shaking. And the base is not compact, right? A lot of the automated machines have a tamper in there to help compact that, and there's other options too. STM has a machine that'll twist it, and these are all individual machines made for, you know, smaller places. So again, not fully automated, but let's get into that. So this other one is a video that we did from Evans McTavish, kind of showing this is for hemp. It was never designed for cannabis. I don't even think that they're in business. I just went to their website. I wanted to show you this as an option for hemp. But again, some of these companies come in, don't know what they're doing, and they're going to be out. We're going to see a lot of that. This particular company wanted to sell like $100,000 machines with conveyor belts, and they wanted to control the market too. So a little weird for a manufacturer to try and guarantee quality and have to sell you seven figures of conveyor belts and unnecessary equipment. So it wasn't really worth it. And it was actually kind of annoying trying to deal with this company. So next up, we're going to look at AutoCone. We're going to take a look at this AutoCone, $350,000, and it makes 60 a minute, right? So by comparison, the Futurola that you're all used to that makes around 50 a minute, 3,000 an hour. So this makes 30 a minute or 2,400 an hour, but it's also completely hands-free. So the other ones, there's a lot of interaction. not so much over here. So the accuracy is not based on volume like the other shake weights. This is going to be accurate up to 0.02% and have multiple sizes for different kinds of cones. It twists the tops and folds them, which is nice. There's no tamper or built-in grinder. And they might have packaging options. Like a lot of them, you're going to have to figure out your own packaging. But with this company, they do have, they're big enough to be able to offer some packaging options. So taking a look at this video,
cannabis industry's first automated pre-roll production.
It's not machine, the first.
The auto cone.
Not even close.
It fills, compacts, twists, and weighs up to 40 pre-roll joints per minute. And only needs one operator. A large touchscreen HMI allows for individual strain. A recipe-controlled twist station allows for a tighter joint finish. Our individual high-precision check weight allows for precise weight control throughout production. The integrated virtual webcam.
That's going to be the difference, is that check weight system. A lot of companies don't have that. Let's take a look at Canna Automation. Very similar in terms of numbers, 350,000, 30 a minute, 2,400 an hour. I think I gave the wrong numbers from the last time, but that's because they all kind of run together. My bad. Okay. So I guess this is like a prototype or whatever, but essentially we're going to see all of these same machines kind of copy one another. So diving into some more. So the Apex is actually really affordable at $95,000 and makes 20 a minute, 1,200 an hour. It is based on volume, doesn't give you a whole lot of options for sizes. It folds the tops and then that's about it. So I saw this in Oregon, I believe, and it was all right. It's got a little touch screen on there. Wanna Roll is a different story. This is going to be a beast for somebody who does high production. I don't know what the price is. I don't have a lot of information other than it's about 35 a minute, 2100 an hour. I'm guessing this is probably 400,000. And so it does a lot. That's right. They don't give you a whole lot of view. They don't want to kind of show too much, but essentially it's a high production unit. They were very secretive about this in 2019. It was by invite only when it was out at the MJ BizCon in Vegas. And now they're finally kind of opening it up to be able to see it publicly. But for a long time, they kind of didn't want to show it. And then they realized, oh, we're not selling any. We probably better advertise. All right, so here's Wanna Roll's machine. It's fairly big, but it's high production. So this thing just kind of kicks out. Looks like half a dozen joints every, 15 seconds or so. So they're kind of holding it close to them. But Wanna Roll, not really showing us how it's done necessarily. But again, these are all fairly similar. This one has got a really long crutch or filter to the cardboard filter. This is really long. I don't understand why some of these companies have to do like super long crutches. This other one, so I think this is another one that I saw in Portland in 2019, very small. So it does have a grinder. This is one of the only ones that has a built-in grinder. Very small unit. This one is 85,000. It does 8 a minute, 480 an hour, can do multiple sizes. It does have a check weigh, apparently. Twists the tops, has a tamper, built-in grinder. And apparently it's fairly consistent. So yeah, twist the tops there. So, there's a lot of waste right there. So you're going to have to collect that. I'm not sure about the grinder. It seemed pretty, like it collects a lot, but what grinder doesn't collect a lot of the keef and everything when you're grinding it up. But this is a nice little option. I haven't really recommended it to anybody because they're a smaller company and there's just frankly better options that produce more. I feel like if you're only going to do 8 a minute, it should be smaller and cheaper. I mean, it's still 85,000 is affordable though. Let's look at the Hephaestus because this machine is really what did it. This is the first one, 2015. out of Israel. This is what set everybody and was like, this is the prototype. This is how you do it. And everyone since has tried to copy this to some degree or another. So it is able to take the full cones in there pre-ground already. You put in these little buckets. So it does this little shake. There is a tamper. And then it can fold or twist the tops. And that option is nice. Some people like the finished look of the fold rather than the twist. So this little thing has worked well, but they only lease it. They thought the market was going to be able to afford these $400,000 machines, figured out pretty quick that people didn't want to buy it. And then thought, oh no, what do we do next? Well, it's lease only. So it was 400,000. It makes 33 a minute or 1980, almost 2000 an hour, 0.01 gram accuracy. There's multiple sizes and it's a good little machine, there's better options. I think a lot of the team has left. In fact, one is going to Green Bros or is supposed to go to Green Bros and launch one, but that was years ago. And so I think he's trying to make it too perfect and he's losing ground as all of these. I may not even report on this because it's not niche anymore. You know, full automation pre-roll machines is now like there's 15 right here. It's crazy. And I think next year there's going to be even more. Everyone who's making a machine is going to have one available. So launch it or don't at this point. It's so many other people doing it. Cougar Can is another company here. Automated packaging robotics. So let's check and see out what they got. So this machine is fairly unique in its design by comparison to all the other ones that are just kind of knockoffs of the Hephaestus. This has got a little bit different system and setup. I think it's maybe a little overkill, but it's definitely for high production. So somebody that wants to produce, you know, more for like Canada or whatever, they're not going to go for some of these smaller ones. And, you know, people start with the knock box and go to the rocket box and then go on to something else. And you see a lot of these all for sale, used online quite a bit until they figure it out, which ones they want and what kind of production and yields they're looking for, the accuracy. This one looks like there's pre-ground, drops into a filter. So it's the same, although that's way too fine. And that's what a lot of them do. They pulverize it to the point where it's way too fine. That's not going to produce a very good pre-roll, even if you have a tamper, because, oh man, it's just like sawdust. It just shoots it in there. That's not going to work for me. Okay, moving on. So this is Custom Cones. They actually came out with their own. They're normally just kind of a cone provider, but they got in the game for machines too. So this one produces 1800 to 1300 an hour, fairly bulky in its size, uses robotics and all of that. You got to just put the tower, the pre-rolls, and it does the rest. So you just have one person in there. But the unique thing is they have an additional machine that does infused. And I say that kind of. So ability to infuse pre-rolls, let's take a look at what that looks like. You've got to put these pre-rolls in there by hand. So this is not like automated, right? You put like, I don't know, what is that, 15 pre-rolls? And then let me cue this up here. So then you put these pre-rolls in there and then you've got to close it up. And then there's a needle that goes into the pre-rolls and then fills the oil. Why couldn't you just have a person with a syringe do that? Why would you buy this machine that's not automated? That's super small scale. Makes no sense to me, but there you go. Somebody's created a prototype and now somebody else will make it bigger, better, faster, all of those things. So they're kind of cutting up this pre-roll, taking a look at how it infused it with some distillate. Yeah, that I wouldn't really want to smoke anyways. And so there you have it. What are some of the stats on that? So 13 a minute, 800 an hour. Or did they say 800 a minute? No, that would be stupid. Never mind. Multiple sizes. It folds and twists the tops. It has a tamper and is the only one I know of that infuses it. So Machina Can, these guys I thought were using the Hephaestus when I saw them up in Vancouver, BC in 2019. They had an agreement with Hephaestus, but I think Hephaestus canceled that. So I'm not entirely sure that, well, yeah, maybe they got somebody else. I think they're private labeling through somebody else with this 4x4 pre-roll machine. That's not theirs. So that's an option. So there's another company based out of Washington State, Emerald Automation, kind of a really big machine here that produces some pre-rolls. And so they're interesting because they do equipment as a service. So I think maybe they maybe seen one of my videos where we talk about mobile processing and charging. So they charge based on the quantity that you produce each month. So this is a very interesting opportunity for some people who don't have 400,000. It's very expensive, which is why I came up with the idea. It's very lucrative. And so with this particular one, 50 a minute, 3,000 an hour, multiple sizes, it twists but does not fold. It has a tamper. It's big. I don't know if you could throw that in the back of a truck and have it be calibrated every single time, but that is an option. And again, it's local here in Washington. Here is Accelerant, another very big machine. Does 3,000 cones an hour. They're saying it's about 8 cents per pre-roll for the cost. So they're also doing product as a service, cost less than you want. So they provide the machine, the maintenance, scale. Yep. And so that's the thing. Like, all of these people are now leasing because it doesn't make sense to sell it. There's just not that many people that are going to want to pay for it, right? So leasing, it looks like, is going to be more affordable, better to get more machines out there. I'm not really sure if that's sustainable long-term, though. So again, the machine is kind of big. 3,000 pre-rolls an hour. It's a robotic arm to pick up all of the cones, place them in there. And this is very similar to the Hephaestus. Like, I can't even tell the difference, really. I'm sure there is, but yeah. And that seems like a waste to me too. You've got an arm to pick these cones up and then drop them in a tube that goes into a bin. Like, why don't they just fall out the bottom? I don't know. I'm sure there's a reason, but so that is with the Accelerant. By the way, the Accelerant does 50 an hour, 50 a minute, that 3,000 an hour. Yeah. Here's a company I hadn't heard of, Auto Twist. This is, I think they're either, I don't know if they're new, but I hadn't heard of them before. And I do some fairly in-depth research every single year. So pre-roll finishing. Who in the hell? Seriously. Oh my God. Wow. So who is going to do this? You're out of your mind. These are engineers solving a problem, and they don't even understand at all what's happening in the industry. Nobody is going to use this twist machine. Nobody. They're going to hire a human to do that. And then a big warehouse or a big manufacturer is not going to have this teeny little thing where people have to put it in there. And this doesn't solve any problem. It takes probably longer to put the pre-rolls in there than it does to twist it, man. Get out of here with this. So for the blunt rolling machine, good luck with that. There's one company, Honest Blunts out of Colorado. They got one from INSA. Then that whole relationship went south, and they literally won't do business with the cannabis industry. None of the European companies are going to work with cannabis, at least not yet. So I think eventually they're going to have to. But these are going to be some options that we have for blunt rolling machines, very similar, 40 a minute, about $400,000 to do a hemp wrap. You can do hemp, non-bleached white paper. There's mint paper, rose. There's all kinds of different stuff that people could use and get really creative, even infuse this. It would be a lot easier to infuse this in a pre-roll. So that'll be an option. Looking at the pre-roller, so this is their website, kind of a bigger machine, but I like this because it's all inclusive. So this is my favorite pre-roll machine because it has everything you need, labeling, all in one. So it's one of the only companies I've seen that allows you to kind of do all of that. So most of these, like I said, are the same. It's very similar to the Hephaestus. But you'll find that this one is unique, and it seems to me more suited for a commercial. Like if you're looking for fully automation, you're looking for a commercial solution. And this to me is with that design and concept, not just trying to be better than the crappy little Futurola, but making something with, reduced repetitive stress, carpal tunnel, whatever. And so they need to reduce the size of those crutches or filters. But I think that they're doing the right thing in terms of having labeling and packaging and start to finish, right? I'm going to start with the raw bud, put it in there. They don't have a grinder, but hopefully they will. The grinder I recommend is about $30,000. The Pulverset 19, it's a pretty nice little grinder. If you want to go in there, Pulverset 19, variable speeds, right? So if you have different cultivars or whatever else, that's a pretty nice grinder from Fritz here. So let's go to my favorite machine overall. All right, favorite machine, cylindrical joints. It's got the best experience, best draw. For me, this is the only one on the market that can do it fully automated without like a spongy crutch, without annihilating and pulverizing the cannabis. This I've gone down there, and interviewed these guys, and this machine I think is going to revolutionize the way that joints are sold. I think pre-rolls are a novelty. I don't think it's a good experience. I think it's a crappy product. And I think this is going to be the mechanism and machine that transforms that. People are going to look at it, create their own machine, copy it, just like they did the pre-rolls. And this will be the new form. And people will realize that, blunts and joints are way better than pre-rolls in terms of the experience all the way through. So in terms of the best value, I think STM's Rocket Box Mini is good. I think the overall best is this one, the Blackbird from Roll Pros. And so the stats on that are 13 a minute, 750 an hour, costs around $225,000. Accuracy is 0.03 grams. It does have a check waste system. It doesn't do multiple sizes. So that's going to have to be something that they work on. And I know that they are trying to go big and make blunts because I've been pestering about that, but they do have the cylindrical size. I think that's great. And then my favorite pre-roll machine is the pre-roller that does 2100 an hour. So that's it. There is a bunch of other videos that you can find in on YouTube as well as other places, but the place you want to go for that is the Hemp and Cannabis Automation. You can find other videos that we've done, fully automated hemp and cannabis rolling machines, and deeper dives into individual machines. With that, we're going to roll this one up. I'm Josh Kincaid. This is The Talking Hedge. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, or don't, and I'm out. Don't forget to smash that like button on your way out and check out these other videos that we've got.